Hi there, Cowboy T here again, San Francisco Liberal with a gun, and we're here this time to talk about how to turn wheel weights, those old crusty lead things that, you know, they put on the wheels to try to balance them out, into something useful like preparing them for bullets. I am a caster. I enjoy it very much. I learned how to do it a few months ago. So what we're going to do is we're going to show you how to turn those wheel weights into something that's relatively easy to use later on for your casting pot. What we're going to do is we're going to turn them into, well, muffins. What we have here, what you're looking at right now, is my casting setup. You see the propane right there. You see the Dutch oven right there. This is a standard old cast iron Dutch oven, 5-quart Dutch oven that you get at Walmart for 20 bucks. Over here, you see my muffin pans. That's what we're going to use for our ingots. Here, let me take the lid off here and show you what we've got. Now, I've already filled this up. There's some wheel weights in there. I'll get a close-up here. Okay, you see the wheel weights in there. Okay, standard old car, lead wheel weights. You only want lead. Steel doesn't work. Zinc definitely doesn't work. Stay away from those. So, I already dumped some in there just for, you know, expediency's sake. Now, what do we use to protect ourselves with this? This is very hot stuff. You know, this metal gets, you know, gets about 600 to 650 degrees. So for protection, what do we use? We use these here. Oops, there we go. These here. These are welding gloves. Nothing less than welding gloves are good enough. Don't even think about trying the ones, you know, the little, oh, lightweight leather ones you get from Home Depot. Well, I did buy these at Home Depot. They are, nonetheless, full-fledged welding gloves. Here, I'll show you. This is what I use. These are very thick and they're very insulated. Here's what else I use. This is a full-face shield. This is an absolute requirement if you are casting at all. If you don't use this, you are crazy. You see? So far, so good. Nice and pretty. This, by the way, has saved me from getting hot lead splashed in my face before. So, this is what I use. Notice? Good, strong hiking boots. Thick cotton pants with thermal underwear under them. Good, thick leather jacket. And, of course, I'm wearing a hat. So, let's get to this, shall we? What we're going to do is we're going to light up our furnace here. I'm going to put on my protective gear. Furnace meaning the propane. There we go. Let's get started. My lighter. Come on, lighter. Start working. Turn on the propane. And here we go. Crank it up good and high. Here's what you want to see for fun. Okay? That's what you want to see. Everything's all nice and blue. Matter of fact, we're going to lower this just a little bit, just so you can see how hot I've got the flames. Okay, you see that? All nice and blue. See that? All nice and blue. That's what you want. You don't want to play around. You want this to get hot fairly quickly. So we're going to let that go for a little bit until it heats up. In accordance with what this thermometer here says. This is a thermometer. It goes all the way to 1,000 degrees. You know, get that good and close. This is a Telltrue. This is what they sell for 50 bucks for in a lot more expensive places. I picked this up for 1995. You see it does go up to 1,000 degrees. While it shows 950 degrees, it's only because it's really, really cold and it's actually gone the other way. I'm going to put this in now. It doesn't go all the way in because the metal's still hard. It's still cold. So we're going to let that go. It will take about 15 to 20 minutes for all this wheel weight lead to melt. And once it does melt, then we'll start up at it again. The big key is at 600 degrees. We want to heat this up to about 600 degrees. So we'll be back when it hits that temperature.
San Francisco Liberal. With a gun.